This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
What is your message to a mother and a father sitting out there right now saying we're having to mix things together to kind of create our own formula?
Martinis, anyone?
Yes, I could use a drink.
When will formula be back on the shelves?
Well, I think what the White House has done here is act very, very quickly.
Like a herd of turtles.
I know that you're worried about how you're going to feed your baby. The president sees you. And he hears you.
Huh? What?
What?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
From now on, I want you all to call me Loretta.
What?
It's my right as a man.
Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
Aye.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I'm looking at the Chiron's sinking feeling. Markets plunge amid inflation concerns. But, you know, there's so many disasters that we have to talk about day to day. And one of them is what's going on down at the border. And joining us now to talk about that, he's going to be at the Republican State Convention in Springfield on Saturday. He's going to be speaking Saturday morning. And if you're, you know, if you're planning to go, you're going to see Congressman Byron Donalds from Florida. He's going to be the leadoff, the keynote speaker, I guess. And Tom Homan, the former director of ICE, is going to be the speaker probably not long after Congressman Donalds. And we wanted to have him on just to talk about Title 42 and also what he's going to be talking about at the Republican State Convention. Tom Homan, thank you for being with us, the former director of ICE. What's going on with Title 42? Is it going to be repealed, or is the judge going to continue it?
I'm hoping it continues because the secretary has got no plans to deal with it if they lift it. I mean, he says he has a plan. His plan is send more resources to the southern border, which means more border agents from the northern border to process these groups and release them. I mean, that is his plan. They're going to spend $900 million, just short of $1 billion, building soft-sided facilities. They're having the NGOs come in to help process and release them even faster. Which the secretary thinks that's a great idea, right? Well, then there won't be any overcrowding, so we'll get them out of there real quick. What he's not thinking about, I can't say that. He probably is thinking about it, but when you process and release quicker, that's going to bring more because they're going to see, look, we're not even being detained a few hours. You're processing and releasing within an hour. So this plan does not work. He has done one thing to slow the flow. Everything he's done is just a magnet to bring more people in. And again, I've said it 1,000 times. This is by design. This is mismanagement. This is an incompetence. This is open borders.
What I don't understand is, you know, supposedly they're talking about replacement theory, which the Democrats have been all in on. We've been talking about that for the last few days. They've wanted this, but the more of these people they bring in, the redder the Rio Grande Valley goes, and the redder the Hispanic population at large goes. I mean, what are they thinking of? They're destabilizing the country, and it's not even benefiting them politically. It's destroying them politically. This is like a suicide mission by the Democrats.
Well, look, I don't think a lot of them don't think it is destroying. A lot of them think they're importing future Democratic voters. And look, they don't even have to vote, right? I mean, remember, Biden overturned the Trump census rule. Millions of these people be counted the next census. Most of them are headed to a sanctuary city, and which, when they do the census, is going to result in more seats in the House of Democrats. Democrats, first of all, they want to radically transform what this nation is. And number two, they think they're perceiving a future political benefit out of doing this.
But it's short term. They're going to get killed, though, in the midterm elections. I mean, what is the story with the formula? I mean, they're saying that there is this the Flores rule. That's or the Flores consent decree that they have to take care of the illegal alien children before they take care of American children. Is this what is the Flores decree from 1997?
Flores has nothing to do with care. What it is when we had a surge back in 14, 15, we detained families in residential centers long enough to see a judge. Of course, 90% lost their case, so they don't qualify. We put them on airplanes and sent them home. Then a judge in the Ninth Circuit says, wait a minute, you can't detain families for more than 20 days. And you can't get them in front of a judge in 20 days. It takes about 35 to 40. So the Flores rule is one of the things we're asking Congress to close. Let us detain these people long enough to see a judge. And they're not being detained in a jail. They're in a family residential center, open campus. So, you know, if they came to this country and they're really escaping fear and persecution from their own government, they should have problems sitting in a family residential center and speak their case to a judge. That's the only way you can guarantee them due process. It's the only way you can guarantee that they'll be removed if they lose their case. That's why the Ninth Circuit ruled against us, because they don't want these people to go home either.
And I love the Washington Post was blaming Trump because he tried to supposedly overturn the Flores decree, this consent decree, but he couldn't get it through an Obama judge. So somehow it's his fault for failing. So that he's given this opening to Brandon to destroy the country. I'm just perplexed at what they. Why do they want to do this, Tom? I mean, again, I ask you the same question every time you're on the air. Why are they doing this?
Look, I don't understand it myself. There's no downside in secure borders. Look, if they actually look at the facts, first of all, you know, they can blame Trump all they want. Bottom line is Trump handed them the most secure border in a lifetime. The data clearly shows that illegal immigration down 83%, illegal immigration at 35 to 40 year low. Lives were saved. That is fact. The data is clear. So they can run their mouths and blame Trump and me and call us all racist, whatever. I don't care. But here's the issue. They say that the Biden's policies are much more humane. Oh, really? Because more migrants have died under the first year of Joe Biden than any year of my 35 career. Fact. 112,000 Americans got died from fentanyl overdoses. DEA says 95% fentanyl is coming across the southwest border, because 50 to 70% of border patrol agents are off the line. Fact. So the cartels are making bans. So if anybody's policies are inhumane, it's President Biden. Because with an open borders, trafficking is on the rise, more women are being sexually assaulted, more women and children being sexually trafficked, more fentanyl is coming to the country to kill Americans, and more migrants are dying. The only groups that are benefiting out of his policies are the criminal cartels in Mexico, who are making more money than all they've ever made. That is the fact. Democrats can blame Trump all they want. That's the fact.
So Tom Homan, the former director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement under Donald Trump, will be speaking at the Republican State Convention in Springfield on Saturday morning. And so anyone who's going to the convention, a lot of people have signed up for it, but some people are, because the price of gas is so high, they're going to probably say, I don't know. It's going to be a warm day, but it's a good thing to get to. And so Tom, you'll just be speaking on these issues to the assembled delegates. There's probably going to be close to 2,000 of them in the hall. What are you going to tell them that they haven't heard before?
I will tell them what's going on at the border, how we can fix it, how they need to fight. I was in Texas just last month with 20 Texas Republicans, called the Texas delegation, and went out to dinner and asked me to speak. And I told them, look, you better pull your heads out of your butts or you're not going to win another election in 15 years. Do you see the Democrats are playing the long game? They're importing all these people because they think they're going to be free to Democratic voters. And even without that, they got the census. They are radically transforming the country while you're sitting back and watching the parade go by. Now, you think you can't do anything because you don't control Congress or the Senate? Let me tell you something. You do control a lot, because you don't have to negotiate an infrastructure bill. You don't have to negotiate a budget. You don't have to negotiate anything. So why are you sitting down negotiating any legislation that gives this administration any win without them having to show you one thing, Just have them show you one thing they've done to slow the flow. That's what you can do.
So, you know, do you think Republicans can use this issue successfully in Massachusetts, as blue as it is?
Absolutely, because the fentanyl is affecting every city, town, state in the country. The fentanyl is sitting in every village. I mean, the fentanyl, it's not a border issue. And the illegal immigrant MS-13 are now in 47 states. 47 states has MS-13 now. This is no longer it's just a border issue. Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California. This, every state's a border state because of the drugs, because of the gang members, because of the violence. The trafficking is happening in every state in the country. Trafficking of women across that border for sexual purposes and force them into prostitution. No, this is, the whole nation should be concerned with the border issue.
All right, Tom Homan, it's always good to talk to you. We need to know what's going on down there, and I'm sure you're going to deliver a really good speech to the delegates. And again, if you're just trying to decide whether you're going to go to the convention, you can see Tom Homan, and you can see Byron Donald, the Florida congressman who has been on a lot of Fox hits lately. And there's a lot going on, and you need to get involved to try to get this state back under control. Tom Homan, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it, as always. Are you sick of the censorship on the internet? Are you tired of the woke agenda popping up everywhere you go? I want to tell you about Jeff Bermant, a real American who is standing up for free speech. Turns out he is just as sick as you and me of seeing big tech censoring right media and promoting liberal bias on the internet. So what's he doing about it? Well, having built web browsers for over a decade, Jeff and his team have built the first of its kind free speech browser called Tusk. That's T-U-S-K. T-U-S-K, Tusk, you know, like an elephant has. Get it, Republican? It's part of a new ecosystem of apps like Rumble and Truth Social, which is Trump's. Tusk is built for conservatives by conservatives. I have Tusk on my phone now, tablet, and computer, and I'll tell you, there's nothing better. It's the first place to go to in the morning because they put the stories together, and you don't have to wade through them and all the wokeness. You get the best stories, the stories you're most interested in, the stories that Google, Comcast, whoever, don't want you to see. I love the secure browsing experience and anti-censorship newsfeed. That's what I'm talking about. So I can see the stories that get buried, the stories that matter. It's like looking at Howie's homework earlier in the day, actually. I get that's where Howie's homework stories, some of them are coming from now. Tusk is free. Get it now at TuskBrowser.com. That's T-U-S-K Browser.com, and see what a difference free speech can make. If you hate censorship like I do, and I know you do, I know you're going to love Tusk. That's, again, Tusk Browser, one word, TuskBrowser.com, and get it installed. It's free. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. Need a shoulder to cry on?
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
I'll take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
Our federal debt has now reached more than $30 trillion. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me, and now they can help you, too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Sussman be convicted?
Unfortunately, I think not.
64% say no.
All right. 844-500-4242. Brandon has just announced that he is going to invoke the Defense Production Act. Assuming he can pronounce it correctly this
time
around.
Well, fortunately, they thought a long time ago about a thing called the National Defense Act.
Is he going to bring
this? This is the President of the United States. I back a while ago. Jimmy, I said he should invoke what this National Defense Act that's out there, this Defense Production Act is called.
Was it called the National Production Act or the Defense Production Act?
I pronounced the name correctly. I misspoke.
Or is it the Production National Defense Act?
The idea that we haven't made the kind of effort that we can make and should be making. You know, he has the ability, as you know, under the wartime legislation, quote unquote.
Oh, the wartime legislation. Okay. It's one of them things, you know. It's, four words come to mind. Too little, too late. You know? I mean, where was he when this was going on? You know, this has gone on. They shut this place down, this baby formula plant in Michigan in February. And you know, then he's going, you know, they control 40%. And, you know, of course, he just wants to use it as another way to, you know, make it, instead of big meat, he wants to make it big baby formula. But, you know, if you shut down...
You get the big formula ruling it all.
If you got one plant producing 40%, maybe you better expedite getting it back in production, no matter what it makes, if it makes toothpicks. You know? But he doesn't care. And nobody,
prescription jugs.
And nobody in his administration years. Play that cut again of Karine, whatever her name is, Pierre Jean, saying that they don't follow the market on a daily basis. They don't care.
The Fed chair, you know, the Federal Reserve is independent. We leave them to make their own policy decisions. We do not get involved in that. And nothing has changed on how we see the stock market. That's not something that we keep an eye on every day. So I'm not going to comment about that from here.
Let them eat cake. Let them identify as cake. What is it? They can now be a cake. You can now be can now be your preference. Your
pansexual, cake sexual,
cake sexual,
cake pansexual,
cake pansexual. Double double pan. You know, a layer in between the two pans.
I'm a buttercream frosting sexual myself.
844-500-4242. 917 says he's going to release millions from the strategic formula preserve.
Prescription jugs.
Oh, man. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, hey, Howie. So Nancy Pelosi is coming out now and saying this about the baby formula. The manufacturers are going to, there may be some indictments being handed down. How about handing down some indictments? Let's try Mallorca for starters.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, how can they not impeach Biden in January if they take over Congress? Everybody says, well, we don't want to get into this tit for tat thing. You know, when an opposition party takes over Congress, you don't want to impeach the president. But this guy deserves to be impeached just on the border alone. I mean, you take a vow to, among other things, take care and faithfully execute the laws of the Constitution. Some words to that effect. He's running an open border here, and then his handlers, his caregivers, have the audacity to cite the fact that they have to obey this stupid decree. They have to obey the law to deprive American infants of baby formula that they need because it's the law. What about the law of stopping them from getting into the country? Then we won't need, you know, they're flying in pallets of baby formula from Europe. I mean, this is the reverse of the end of World War II when we were, you know, care packages, send $15 and you can feed a family of six. You know, now we're the mendicants. We need handouts. We're begging people who are giving money to build nuclear intercontinental ballistic missiles that they're aiming at Europe, Israel, and the United States. We're begging them to pump oil for us. We're begging people that are exporting their masses to us, Venezuela. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Prescription drugs.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 603 says, first it was Joe for oil, now it's Joe for Venezuelan baby food. You know, someone was saying, I think I may put it in, I'm going to do a column on Thank You, Brandon, for the Herald, and one of the people that texted in said, where is Joe for oil when now that you really need him? It's true, isn't it? I mean, you know, this is really the worst. I mean, the winter is shaping up as the worst ever unless something happens. I mean, how are people going to afford it if you heat your home with fuel oil? And you know, if you replace the fuel oil with wood, cords of wood have gone way up, and you know, it takes a lot of work to refit a house with a wood stove. It's just such a mess, and it's all Brandon. You know, it was all avoidable, totally avoidable. 844-500-4242-207. Can I be adopted by a European? I'll send a letter and a sad picture every month to keep them donating to me. I mean, again, you look at the old historical ads, or, and again, like I listen to the old radio show, you know, millions are starving in Europe. You could only, $15 pays for a care package, CARE, you know, and they just went on and on and on. It just went on for years. It went on into the 50s. 207 says, lifelong talk radio junkie here. There are no extant talk shows that I am aware of that have the consistent production value of the Howie Carr Show. Kudos, Taylor. So there's a
thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes. 617, I'm buying space heaters in July when nobody else is thinking about it. Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but the price of electricity has gone way, way up. And it's gone way up around here. I have the place in Wellesley, and I just have it turned down really low when I'm not around. And I'm paying more to heat the place in Wellesley than I am to heat the place in Florida where I'm actually living and using, you know, using power. And I have an electric stove, and, you know, I'm using the TV and all that kind of stuff. And it's about the same size place. I mean, everything costs more here, and not just because of the weather. It's just the regulations, the insanity of everything that's going on. Let's see, 207, oil in Bangor, Maine now $6.50 a gallon, plus electric rates went up 78%. 78%. I'm telling you, you can buy space heaters, but it's convenient, but you still got to pay the bill at the end of the month. I mean, what? Does the administration care about? They don't care about the stock market. They don't care about your IRA, your 401k, your retirement plan. Do they care about your heating bill? Do they care about how long it's going to take? How much you can drive in the summer? You know, they're talking this. One of the reasons we're having people on, a couple of people from the Republic, they're going to speak at the Republican convention, is the price of gas has gone up so much since all these delegates were selected that a lot of them are apparently going to decide just to not go because it's going to cost so damn much to drive to Springfield. 844-500-4242-603. So we're going back to the good old days of home heating and wood fires. Yeah, I thought wood fire was good, bad for the environment, right? All that smoke. Wasn't that creating acid rain? But we're not going to worry about that anymore, right? Is that the way it goes? Debbie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Debbie.
Howie, my last bill was over $1,600 I put on credit card. I'm 69 years old, widow, on Social Security. My next bill, which I just paid, was $1,900 some odd. And I sent it to Joe Biden, and I told him I want to be reimbursed.
So when the phone don't ring, Debbie, you'll know it's Brandon getting back to you. I mean, how are you going to pay that if you're on Social Security, Debbie? What are you going to do?
I have no choice. I'm just going to have to pay on it monthly because I need it for my hot water and I need it to heat my house. And, you know, what am I supposed to do? I can't continue to do this. It's really depressing me, I'm telling you. So I wrote to the White House and told them to accept my bill. And that all the years I have supported this country, I never asked for anything, and I want my you-know-what bill reimbursed to me.
Good luck, Debbie. That's all I can say. I mean, it's horrible that she's in this situation. And, you know, this is not, I mean, 2 years ago, you know, she's on Social Security. She wasn't living large, but she had enough dough. Now this guy who claims he's a friend of the working family. He talks about the kitchen table. Does he have any idea what's going on at all these kitchen tables that he supposedly cares about and supposedly the kind of table he sat at when he was a kid? They're talking about things like this. 844-500-4242. And they are also, they're also talking about fentanyl. People are dying. You know, they're not just dying. They're not just keeling over of heart attacks or strokes from the vaccine. They're over a lot of people, and some not so young people are overdosing on this fentanyl. It's an amazing thing. You remember when Obama used to say it's easier to get a gun than a library book, and everybody just rolled their eyes. I dare say it may be true that it's in some parts of the United States, it's a lot easier to buy fentanyl than it is to buy baby formula. I think that's actually true. Someone tell me that's not true. 339, and now they want to ban wood stoves. Good luck with that. 844-500-4242. The house I used to own on Great Diamond Island, Portland, you know what it had? A coal-fired stove. Coal-fired. They used to had anthracite coal. We never used it, but my uncle and my aunt did back in the old days. And apparently got a really good, heat coming out of that stove. But, you know, maybe people will go back to that. 844-500-4242. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
How you doing, Howie? Quick call. I just wanted to comment on your conversation with Tom Holman.
Yes.
You sounded incredulous when you were asking him several times, why, Tom, are they allowing this to happen? Why? Howie, I mean, are you serious? You're a bright guy. You don't need to ask why.
Mark, this is destroying the country. The people that want to do this, they're going to be destroyed with everybody else if the country goes down the tubes. That's what I'm asking about. How come they can't, if they're clever, conniving enough to take over the election, take over the country when they have obvious minority support in every group, how come they can't figure out that if all their policies go through, the country will be destroyed, the most successful society in human history will be demolished? What's in it for demolishing a successful economy, a successful society? That's what I'm getting at, Mark.
This is the Great Reset, Howie. Okay, the 30% of these are what got Joe Biden elected. He sold his soul to Bernie Sanders and the ultra left communist in this country. Okay, and that is what rules.
I understand, Mark, but the fact is, you go through history, the people who do things like this, they end up on the guillotine. I mean, look at the French Revolution. You know, Robespierre is the okay. Robespierre, let's chop off the head of Louis, the King Louis and Marie Antoinette. Okay, then they look around. Guess who got his head chopped off in the end? you know, get the, all these people are going to get their heads chopped off one way or another, figuratively or literally, if they succeed, Mark. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, I understand they have this amazing hatred for the country, even if I don't understand why they hate it so much. I mean, especially the ones that immigrated here, and they still seem to have this rabid hate. I don't know how else to describe it for the country, and I don't understand it. Do they want to go back to where they came from? Do they want to go back to Somalia or Haiti or Russia? I don't think so. That's all I'm saying. I do consider myself a smart guy. I just don't see the upside. That's all. I just don't understand it. Thanks for the call, Mark. Connie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Connie.
Yes. Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Hello. I just can't, on this baby formula crisis, I just can't figure out what the formula is doing down in the Mexican border. Anybody that has made that long trek, that has babies, how could they possibly be lugging cans of formula with them and baby bottles? And these things have to be cleaned and refrigerated. If you're coming there with a baby, you must be breastfeeding. Why would they suddenly need formula when they arrive?
I don't know the answer to that question, Connie. I don't understand it. I don't understand any of it. I don't understand how a sane government could prioritize the children of people who are just coming to the country are invading the country. I mean, I don't know what other word to use. They're invading the country, and they're getting priority over the children of the people who live here and pay taxes and keep the country going and produce the goods and services that keep the country going. I mean, they're the people that are being screwed to the wall in every way imaginable, while the illegal aliens are just being not even checked for COVID, not even going to be checked for COVID anymore. And they're being flown to whatever state they want to on private chartered jets, not a bus, no Greyhound for them. They're going on no Southwest Airlines where you just pile on. They got their own private charters. Thank you. 844-500-4242. What a place. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. The world is on fire. It was on fire today, that's for sure, on Wall Street. And you need to protect your retirement savings. If you have more than $50,000 in a 401k or IRA or any other retirement savings, your money could be at risk. I protect my savings with physical gold and silver, and you should think about precious metals as well to protect your retirement in this chaotic environment. With foreign wars, spiraling inflation, interest rate hikes, proposed tax increases, spiraling national debt, and now the plunging stock markets. The D.C. Democrats' only plan is to print more money. How's that one been working out for you? At the supermarket, at the gas station. Whenever the world looks like this, people turn to gold. It's a historical fact, and it's happening again. It's time to diversify. That means precious metals. You need to learn how to protect your life savings with physical gold and silver, as I do. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your no-obligation Biden inflation report. Don't just watch your retirement plans be eaten up every day. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Here you go, more negative waves. Have a little faith, baby. Have a little faith.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
I've heard about you. What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
I started the show talking about grim milestones. The VIPs know what I'm about to say. We have observed a new grim milestone here this evening in Massachusetts. The Department of Public Health today confirmed a single case of monkeypox. Virus infection in an adult male with recent travel to Canada. This is monkeypox, is not to be confused with more fun than a barrel of monkeys. It's less fun than a barrel of monkeys. It is a rare but potentially serious viral illness that typically begins with flu-like illness and swelling of lymph nodes and progresses to a rash on the face and body. Hey, hey, with the monkeys. People say we're monkeying. Sounds like the hangover that Representative LaBeef had after he ran off the road and on the Bergen Parkway in Quincy a couple weeks ago. Infections can last 2 to 4 weeks, and this comes out of Central and West Africa. And UK officials report that the most recent cases in the United Kingdom are in men who have sex with men. Okay. Monkeypox. Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah.
Somehow it's got to be his fault. By the way, we don't have much time left, but check out my Twitter feed. This is an amazing order in the for a hearing in the city council in Boston to create the creation of a civilian construction details program. Believe it or not, it would do away with police details, and they would replace them with a civilian construction details dedicated to providing stable union jobs to people in the city that have been most affected by incarceration and policing, meaning ex-cons, meaning jailbirds, They want jailbirds to take over paid details on a, quote, mission of gender and racial justice and equity. Equity for who? Diesel, you're next with Howie Carr. Check it out. We tweeted it out earlier today. Go ahead, Diesel.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
Like to talk about the cost of goods. The prices of a can of beans at the store now has gone up like 47%. People should grow gardens, go back to the old ways, because that's the only way that we're going to survive. With Joe Biden, well, I call him Hitler, I guess, is what I call Brandon, because that's what it's going to come to. I mean, I'm not an extremist, but that's what's happening in this country.
You know, Diesel, I think one of the real pitches now, if you're looking for property and they got a big backyard, people now that you know what they say, you can have a big garden here. You're right. I mean, people are thinking along those lines. I mean, you heard Todd Barry from Moby Dick's earlier today in Wellfleet. You know, he thinks he's got plenty of stuff. He asked me, "Is there anything I might have a problem with getting this this summer?" He runs a great clam shack in Wellfleet, as these guys can tell you. French fries. Can you imagine that? French fries. I think I'd rather face monkeypox than a summer without French fries. Thanks for the call, Diesel. Mac, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mac.
Hey, Captain. First time, long time. I'm calling. I may need the voice changer to protect my family behind the Iron Curtain back in Maine.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I left Maine and am now a Florida resident and loving it, and I have no one to thank but Brandon. Thanks, Brandon.
You know, you remember the Georgia congressman was worried about, I think it was Iwo Jima tipping over, Formosa, somewhere like that the Pacific. I'm worried about Florida tipping over. You know, I know it's a peninsula, but it's just getting too loaded up. Didn't the Didn't the Rolling Stones do a song about monkeypox? I'm Howie Carr.